Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Of the young people stopped last year in Richmond for violating curfew, 98% were Black. Virtually all. But first, you may ask, what's curfew?
If you went to many other places in the world and talked about this, they would go, what? Because it seems to be pretty much an American phenomenon.
David Wilson studies criminology at George Mason University. He says most metro areas in the U.S. have curfew, including here in Virginia. For instance, in Charlottesville, a kid under 18 isn't allowed out on the streets between midnight and 5 a.m. The ages and times vary city to city. Curfew laws are meant to reduce crime and protect kids from crime. Studies show they don't work.
We're just simply not seeing any meaningful reductions in youth delinquent behavior or victimization.
Instead, many experts suggest the laws could actually be harmful because they're disproportionately enforced. And that brings us back to Richmond. Liz Costin is a sociologist at VCU.
It's highly unlikely that the only people who are actually violating curfew laws are Black when less than half of the city is Black.
Costin fears the law can be used as an excuse to stop anyone that looks young, then dig around for a different offense.
These stops can serve as a first step into an interaction with the criminal justice system. So just because I saw you on the street and I thought you looked young, now I can investigate you.
The data doesn't show whether or not that's what's happening. But there is an alternative, not really enforcing curfew. In Charlottesville and Roanoke, there are hardly any arrests for curfew violations. And although the numbers in Richmond do appear low, only 24 stopped in 2018, Costin just doesn't buy that.
There are likely many other stops that occurred that officers decided not to fill out reports for.
Richmond's police chief agrees. In a recent interview, Chief William Smith says that data is not the full picture. But in the interest of transparency, the department released it anyway. For a better idea of what the numbers may actually look like, consider Norfolk, a similarly sized city. In 2018, police there stopped more than 1,200 people on suspicion of curfew violations. More than 80% were Black. For Robert Morris, those numbers confirm a lifetime of experience. Morris runs a community basketball league where teens and young adults play against each other and the police.
Once they engage in a relationship and they see each other out in the community, you know, we can have a happy ending instead of a sad ending.
Morris has four sons, now all adults. One is an elementary school teacher, another in the Air Force.
So of your four sons, have they all been stopped by police before?
All of them, yeah. I don't accuse the police of anything, you know, and I do know that when they deal with Blacks, it's a whole nother set of rules. They tend to take things too far, you know. They look at minor issues as major issues when they deal with young Blacks.
Richmond's new police chief says community engagement is a priority. A day after being sworn in, he spent the evening here with Morris's basketball league. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.